Welcome to the third season and episode 335 of the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 92-18. Obstacles take nothing away from virtue. It is no smaller, but merely shines with less brilliancy. In our eyes, it may perhaps be less visible and less luminous than before, but as regards itself, it is the same, and like the sun when it is eclipsed, is still, though in secret, putting forth its strength. Disasters, therefore, and losses and wrongs have only the same power over virtue that a cloud has over the sun. Seneca here continues to explain to his friend Lucilius that virtue consists in the way we handle what happens to us, and that everything that happens, regardless of how good or bad, provides us fresh opportunities to practice virtue. I love his analogy of the sun and the clouds. A cloud passing in front of the sun does not actually affect the sun itself, which continues to shine brightly. Similarly, something bad happening to us need not affect our virtue, precisely because it is conceptually distinct from the things to which virtue is applied. Remember that for the Stoics, virtue is the true good because of two reasons. One, it is the only thing that can be used solely for good, while things like money or fame can be used for either good or ill. And two, it is under our ultimate control, unlike externals such as money or fame. So this week, whenever something happens, big or small, that appears to be a negative development, pause and reflect on the fact that it is just another invitation from the universe to exercise your virtue. Life, as Marcus Aurelius puts it, is like being in the ring with a wrestler. You have to be constantly on your toes, always ready to deploy your defenses. And virtue is the most powerful one at your disposal. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Many thanks in particular to my most recent patron, Richard Warner. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you. Thank you.